the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever," is the answer to the opening part of the Lord's Prayer, where we pray that God's name would be hallowed, that his kingdom would come, and that his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. The conclusion of the Lord's Prayer is the assurance that this is the sure outcome of history, that God's kingdom will cover the earth, that the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth one day as the waters cover the sea, that God is the one with all power and that he will bring this to pass by his zeal, that history is not some sort of a stalemate between Jesus and the devil, but everything, all things, even beginning in with the fall throughout, everything is accomplishing God's will, and all of his good and glorious intentions for mankind of the earth will be fulfilled. And so it is to his glory forever, and his glory will cover the earth. And it is also true in Christ Jesus that we get to participate in each of these things. Jesus said to his disciples, "As my Father has given me a kingdom, so I have given you a kingdom." Well, there is only one kingdom, the Father's kingdom, which he has given to his Son, which his Son has given to us, for we are his co-heirs. And so we inherit the kingdom. It is our kingdom. We will reign with Christ, and we participate in the power of the Lord. Jesus said that through us, more things would be done, more remarkable things, more powerful things would be done than were done through him during his earthly ministry. And Jesus promises to incorporate us into God's glory and to allow us to share it. This was one of his requests in his great prayer on the eve of his crucifixion, that we might be where he is, that we might participate in his joy, and that we might share in his glory. And so we have this great conclusion to this prayer, which is also the conclusion of all history. For God's is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.